Triple M's Rush Hour WA with Lachie and Embers. For Tap Touch, better your bet.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What are you two doing here?
Lachie Reed.
What a star he is!
Andrew Embley.
Embers has two bounces. Embers kick it.
This is Triple M's.
You actually sound like you're making sense.
Rush Hour WA with Lachie and Embers.
Sit back, relax and enjoy, folks. Rush Hour WA today on a Wednesday will be magnificent. So much to get through. We are already celebrating gold. Ariane Titmus, you of course missed it, Embers.
She's done it again. I can't believe I missed it. I missed the 400 metre final. Okay, yeah. So I said I'm not going to miss the 200 metre final. So I called Tommy Atkinson, our producer. He sent through the time.
Yeah.
11:40. You put the alarm on for 11:40. 11:40, bloody Eastern Standard Time. Couldn't believe it. I missed the race again.
Here's what happened, mate. We'll talk more about her magnificent performance. That is now two gold medals to her. She's an absolute superstar. And, you know, I've been doing breakfast this morning.
I know.
Yes,
yes. Sounded very good too, Lachie.
And, you know, I got on the other side of the desk and I was just sort of doing a bit of tapping of, you know, whatever they're called. What are they called, Tommy, over there?
Buttons.
That's
it. So, in other words, you're having a bit of a peek through Tommy's little computer over there.
Exactly right. So, I was looking through his computer. So for those of you that don't know, Sean is the breakfast operator, the panel operator. He has his own YouTube device to get to sounds and everything like that. And I learnt this morning that Tommy has his own YouTube channel that he goes through. And he said, let's have a look at what he's been looking at lately.
Online dating? My buddy met a nice woman that way, but I'm not really sure where to look.
Pick up your phone. Go to OurTime.com. Just take a look. It's easy to take a look on Our Time, the dating site for people over 50.
Are you seriously looking at the moment, Tommy?
What's wrong with you? Why was that on your page?
What's wrong with people over 50?
Why are you looking at dating sites for people over 50?
Just trying to spice things up a bit.
Something for, you're looking for a 50-year-old to come and say g'day with you.
Just to have some intellectual conversation.
What are you saying about Vinca?
No, I hang out with you two idiots all throughout the week. And she's like, maybe we should get some sense into our relationship.
Anyway,
is that the best you got?
That's the best I got, mate. And that's damn good. Don't
worry
about that.
I'm glad you didn't look at the other you site on there.
Hey, coming up, Peter Bell, we're going to catch up with the not only Dockers champion, but also the football manager. I've got the questions for Belly, mate. So here's a couple that I'm going to throw at him, and he better have his helmet on because I'm going
What are you
going to
ask him?
We only get one chance a year to speak to Belly. So I'm going, Adam Chera, is he staying or going?
Is he staying or is he going now?
Oh,
hey, I bet he's going to just play real straight back with you.
No, I won't
and
stand
if he does,
for it.
If he does, you follow up the question.
Yeah.
That's what good
and
journalists
you
do.
Back me up
and
as
then
well.
I'll keep going. Yep. And we will find out by the end whether Peter Bell thinks he's going to stay or not.
Okay. Nat Fyfe as well. Stephen Hill's future. And will Shea Bolton be a Docker?
I reckon Fremantle may be speaking to a few people out there at the moment. We're going to find out.
Yeah, we'll ask Belly on Rush Hour WA. Great to have Tab Touch, part of Rush Hour WA. Access pre-game stats, AFL specials and bet live on every AFL game with Tab Touch. Better your bet, T&Cs apply. Call Gambler's Help on 1800 858 858.
It's the Rush Hour WA's Tokyo Update.
And a gold rush for Australia, my friend. Oh. It has been a magnificent day for the Aussies over in Tokyo.
Ariane Titmus, she's done it again. Two gold medals. Unbelievable.
Now she goes up, Arnie. She gets into the lead. Ariane Titmus, the legend is growing before our eyes. She does it again. An Olympic record. Oh. A golden double.
Absolutely fantastic. Ooh. Changing of the guard because Katie Ledecky was in that race. She finished like way back. I think she was in fifth position. So the Arnie or the Schwarzenegger or the Terminator, whatever we're going to call her, she's just been killing it.
She was the poster girl for Harvey Norman. Fair to say she was the poster girl for whatever she wants when she arrives back in Australia.
So this is how good she is. She now joins Michael Wendon. Do you know who Michael Wendon was?
No.
I should have checked it up before I came in here, but I think he was the first Tarzan.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. Can you check that up, Tommy? Because I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he was Tarzan. Murray Rose, Shane Gould, Ian Thorpe and Steph Rice as the only Australians to win two individual swimming gold medals at the Olympics.
Unbelievable. Nah, congratulations to her. And
this time there was no F-bombs post-race.
I feel so fortunate to be here, to be able to do what I love. And, you know, I'm just from a small town in Tassie, and this goes to show that if you believe you can do something, you can 100% do it if you work for it.
There you go. Absolutely fantastic. Yes. I don't think Michael Winnan was.
No.
I think it was Johnny Weiss.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Got him confused. They sort of have a surname starting with W.
Yeah, listen, I've made a few mistakes this year, so I'm happy to.
A few?
Canoe Saloon? Canoe Saloon?
Saloon. All right, so not only did Arnie win gold, two new awesome foursomes also got hold of gold medal in both the men's and the women's.
They're still just in front, the Australians. The Italians are coming at them hard. 50 metres to row, a chaotic finish. Yes. The Australians hold on.
Absolutely fantastic. That's the Coxless Fours, so new awesome foursomes. Mm. Annabelle McIntyre, who is a West Aussie, she was part of the women's team.
How good.
Well done to her and the family and everyone associated with her rowing career. Did you see in the race? Did you watch the race?
No, I missed it.
So in the dying stages, Great Britain were going for six straight gold medals. They also went off course. They didn't go. They were like directing into a boat next to them.
They veered off.
And I reckon they pretty much hit oars with the team that was next to them.
Italy.
I think they were the Italians. So it was quite amazing. Anyway,
incredible.
We also won bronze in the men's and women's quad sculls. And Simone Biles, this is really disappointing. Yep. She is possibly, I think, Tommy, you summed it up, the Bradman of gymnastics, the greatest of all time. There's even, I think, four or five moves named after her. Yep. She was so good, but unfortunately last night she had to withdraw from the Olympics after, 30 combined gold medals in World Championships and Olympics due to mental health.
Put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are.
Bravo. Well done. To make a massive decision like that, but obviously in such a bad way that she needs to just break away. So much pressure would have been on her too. If you're the Bradman of gymnastics, you're expected to win gold, aren't you? Did you say you didn't see Jess Fox yesterday? Did you watch?
No, I missed Jess Fox too. Some of us got a work life. I'm not like you that gets to sit around all day after you do your wonderful breakfast in the morning and just watch the Olympics. I would love to, Locke, but some of us have got
Did you watch a replay? Did you watch a replay where she went around the course and she copped her chin?
I heard her old man commentating her going through the poles.
So she was she missed out on gold, unfortunately bronze. She put on a sort of happy face. I mean, you have to when you win a medal of any kind. You walk away going, oh, I've done really, really well. But she did start the competition as the red-hot favourite and world number one. So she'd be sort of disappointed in the end.
She qualified second fastest in the canoe today, which is the one arm.
Yes.
Yesterday was
the dad?
The kayak.
So cool, calm and collected, calling her daughter's gold medal race.
Yeah, Dick Fox, champion.
Not this.
It is. It's Richard Fox.
Richard Fox.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sure his mates call him that.
Maybe. you've just ruined the update, but anyway.
Triple M's Rush Hour WA with Lockie and Embers.
And might I just say, there's not many former Dockers that actually like you and have a good relationship with you, but I'm thinking Peter Bell might have a good relationship with you, Embers. Belly, I asked Embers before, do you get along with Belly? Is that okay? He goes, we get on sweet. Is that correct?
It is correct. We're old mates, so all good there, Lockie. G'day, Embers.
G'day, Belly. How you going? You've been getting into the Olympics, Belly?
Not really. I had this conversation the other day. I love the Olympics, but I can easily get addicted to certain things on television, sporting events usually. And I don't have the time to be spending hours each day watching the Olympics, which would become too hard to resist if I start watching. So I've been giving it a bit of a wide berth, but the family keep me updated and seems like Australia are doing really well.
What would be your Olympic sport?
Great question. There wouldn't be one. Whatever they call the put in shot put, I could perform that role so people could throw me back.
So you wouldn't be the 100-metre sprinter belly. You wouldn't be starting up against Usain Bolt or anything like that?
No, that would be ridiculous. Maybe if you ever wanted to have a laugh, I could bring back the scissor kick in high jump. That'd be about it.
Hey, mate, can we talk? We'll talk footy in just a moment. Plenty to get through. But the retro round is coming up this weekend. And I see in the team store, there is retro jumpers up for grabs. I think they're being sold out, so a new batch is coming through. Do you remember wearing that old green jumper? I actually liked it. Did you?
Yeah, I loved it, and it's funny. Our players love it as well, and clearly the fans do with the jumpers selling out, so it seems like we can't manufacture enough quickly enough. Mixed memories in the old green, Lockie. I did wear it at the MCG in Fremantle's first game, but then got dropped thereafter. But that hasn't diminished my love for the jumper. I really like it. Hopefully it's something we can continue to do, and hopefully we can perform well in it as well, which is most important.
Possibility someone might be wearing the long sleeves, because I reckon the green long sleeves will just be brilliant this week.
Might be a bit of a camouflage effect as well, blending in with the grass. You might be able to pop up out of one of those sprinkler holes and find a bit of space if you blend in. So there's a little bit of a subterfuge as well.
Hey, can I ask, who is the best player to have played in that green jumper? We were talking the other day. Scotty Chisholm was the man of the moment back in 95, the Prince of the Pockets. He was a star, wasn't he?
He was a pretty daring player out of the back line. There'd be a few laying claim to the best perform that day. I'm trying to remember. I think Todd Ridley might have kicked the first goal in the green at the MCG. But look, there'd be a few staking a claim for that title.
So sorry to bring back bad memories, but did you have a shocker in your first one, or were you just dropped unfairly?
I kicked a couple of goals, Lockie.
Oh,
so,
what's going on there?
I'll let other people decide. Decide that, but I was a bit disappointed to be dropped, that's for sure, but these things happen, obviously. But I was lucky enough to slot a couple in Fremantle's first game.
Hey, Belly, let's get into the footy stuff. Obviously, a lot of talk around Adam Chera right now. Just wanted to get your thoughts around this. What kind of conversations are you having with him and his management, and what's your gut feeling around that right now?
Yeah, look, it's a constant dialogue. I mean, we don't harass Adam. Obviously, he needs to focus on his football and prepare to be his best every week, which he's doing really, really well. But through our list management team, we're in regular contact with Adam's management. And look, I'm sure there's a lot of people, and ourselves included, we'd love to hear Adam's decision, but he's taking his time with that, which is absolutely his right. He did the same thing 2 years ago when he signed his latest extension. It was, I think, in the week of the last game, or possibly even after the season, from memory. I can't recall exactly. So he likes to take his time. That's his personality. He's a really considered young man. And what we see is, which is what I've said on a number of occasions, a really invested player in our program. He's driving to help us perform each week. He played very well on the weekend, clearly, with a couple of goals and really good ball use. So I see an invested player, so I'm really positive that that Adam will continue with us, but we want to respect his space to be able to make that decision.
So, Belly, just confirming, because there's always speculation. Some people think they know that he's going. Some people think that they know that he's staying. Has he told you right now that I'm staying, or has he told you right now that I'm not staying? Where is it at, that conversation?
He's through his management. He's still making his decision. So he hasn't said he's leaving. He hasn't said he's staying. He's making his decision.
And you were part of a big change, obviously going from the Kangaroos back to the Dockers. So do you have some sort of feelings for him going through this stage when you have to make such a massive decision?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things you have to take into account, clearly, and player movement happens a lot more these days than back when I made that decision, that the system's geared up to be able to move more freely. So, yeah, look, certainly I understand the enormity of the decision, and that's why we respect the space that he needs to come to his decision.
How confident are you that he'll stay?
Look, for the reasons I articulated earlier, Embers, with just what I see around the footy club and what we see around the footy club, I'm really positive.
Hey, Nat Fyfe, he's a gutsy bugger, isn't it? But it was just it on the weekend. He couldn't go on. Are you sort of, in the end, happy that your star player is off to surgery and he'll get himself right for 2022?
Not happy when any player has surgery, but in the circumstances, when he did the shoulder the first time, it was likely that he'd have another incident at some stage through the season, and depending on the result of that secondary incident, if you like, surgery was always the most likely. So when that happened on the weekend, the decision was really clear. Medical team had prepared for that likelihood, so we're able to swing the plan into action pretty quickly. The surgeon who performed Nat's recent surgery had been in constant contact with Nat, given that he'd done his previous shoulder surgery, and he'd also been assessed after the first shoulder dislocation earlier this year. So, we're able to get that surgery done and performed well, and everything went to plan, and Nat's now recovering, and we'll look forward to getting him back to Western Australia at the first opportunity.
Looked like he hurt himself in that Geelong game as well a little bit. Obviously, during the week you would have monitored that, and then with what happened on the weekend, that was a pretty significant injury, and I think the decision to put him in was the right one.
Yeah, look, he's very tough. I think I've spoken about this quite a bit. When you look at the really good players, you see their skill, and in Nat's case, his aerial abilities, also, his contested work, all of those sorts of things. And sometimes you do lose sight of the fact of with these types of players of how tough they are as well. And that's incredibly tough. You could tell at various moments since the first incident that with Knox, he was feeling a bit of pain. He didn't have full strength or range of movement. What he was able to do for us for a number of weeks, is much appreciated. But we're glad that he can now have the surgery. He can recondition it successfully and come back to 100% as soon as possible.
There's also been a little bit of noise around Rory Lobb. Has he given you any indication? Obviously, he's a contracted player right now, but has there been any chats potentially about him moving on over to the East at the end of this season?
Yeah, there's always a lot of talk at this time of year, Embers. And like I said before, there is more and more mechanisms for players to potentially move clubs. The market's geared that way and there's huge interest in that. Rory's a really important player for us with the structure that he is able to provide for us as that tall forward, the work as a second ruck as well. And contracted players. So we're always in conversations about players' roles and how they're going, and Rory's a big part of our future and absolutely a required player.
What about Stephen Hill, Belly? Had another injury setback. We know what a superstar he's been for the Fremantle Dockers. Do you contemplate at this stage the possibility of him playing on, or has it just been too many injuries for him in the last, say, 18 months?
Yeah, he's had a terrible run with injury, and his return to the Waffle was delayed a week because he just had some awareness, as they say, before about 2 weeks ago. So we didn't play him in the game that weekend. Had a good week at training, and then early in the second quarter against West Perth, actually injured the other hamstring, not the one that he had awareness in the week prior. So we'll talk with Stephen and his management at the appropriate time. He's actually out of our quarantine group at the moment, being an injured player, and we didn't want the injured players to be stuck in quarantine. So over the next couple of weeks, when the dust settles, we'll absolutely talk with Stephen. He's been a champion of our club. All Fremantle people are disappointed that we haven't been able to play Stephen, and Stephen hasn't been able to play as much as he would have liked the last 3 years. But we want to have those discussions really respectfully. And look, most importantly, it's a minor hamstring with his history. They're all significant, but it's around a sort of 3 week hamstring. So we'll recondition that as best as we possibly can. Stephen will with our reconditioning staff, and then we'll have those discussions at the appropriate time. But it won't be in the short term, that's for sure.
How's he travelling mentally?
He's pretty good. A lot better than to be expected given the run that he's had. But he's really positive. It's amazing how resilient he's been. At the moment, he's in a good space, and we'll continue to support him.
Hey, the last 18 months, Belly, there's been an incredible financial cost, obviously, associated not just with your football club, but with the competition. Knowing what you know and how much it's impacted your club, are you concerned that unless the landscape changes in the near future and clubs start to get crowds to football, that you may see some clubs really struggle to move forward?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, so many in our community have been affected massively, Embers, by COVID and what it's meant for businesses and livelihoods. So many are far worse off than the football industry, and I want to acknowledge that. But certainly by not being able to get crowds along to games, by the exhaustion of the AFL cash reserves in continuing on the last 18 months, that money, I mean, just if you contemplate for a moment the cost of charter planes and dedicated hotels and everything else to keep the season going, it adds up really quickly, and that comes at a cost to the entire industry. So, look, it's a tough one for the financial brains at each AFL club, and at the AFL themselves. They've done a great job in keeping the show rolling on in the circumstances, but look, we're all optimistic that we'll be able to get crowds to games more regularly, and hopefully next year won't be as affected anywhere near as much as 20 and 21. But yeah, certainly it's financially challenging for the industry, a lot of the clubs, and by extension, the people that make up those clubs as well. Again, I want to acknowledge that, you know, that's not something that's unique just to the AFL. There's a lot of people struggling out there, and I really feel for everyone who is.
We'll let you take your helmet off in just a moment, but I want to hit you with two more, if that's all right. My first one is, do you get aggressive at the trade table, or do you stick to recruiting kids? Where do you see your list right now? Like, from an outsider looking in, when you're fully fit and you can get your best 22 on the park, you're thereabouts, but it drops away a little bit after that.
Yeah, and certainly with the number of injuries that we had, I think we were the second youngest in the competition on the weekend.
Yep.
We'll be younger again this weekend with Nathan not playing and Michael Walters not playing as well. So we'll be even younger. As far as trade v draft, we're open to both, but our focus primarily is absolutely draft. So that's what we'd love to be able to do. We'll go back and use our high selections, early selections, and who knows what will happen. Maybe there'll be other opportunities to gain more picks, but we're very much draft-oriented. But we'd be crazy to completely shut off from other mechanisms as well. But definitely the draft is our priority.
Have you shown or spoken to Shay Bolton's manager?
I wouldn't get into this game with you, Lockie, about yep. who we've spoken to and who we haven't spoken to.
He gives a bit of a sniff.
you would think that in our position that we'd be in constant dialogue with managers of particularly West Australian players. So yep. We wouldn't be doing our job. You've got to be careful with that sort of thing and respectful with that sort of thing as well, particularly players, not talking about Shay here, but players who have contracts and the like. But there's ongoing discussions all the time. So that I don't want to get into individuals, but there are those discussions that take place clearly.
Beautiful stuff. Before we let you go, are you enjoying your job? Because you're going to be the busiest man in the world over the next month or two with hopefully, maybe, a good finish to the season, but also the trade period and then the draft.
Yeah, absolute priority is Richmond this week. It's a great job. Obviously, the AFLW draft yesterday as well. Their pre-season begins on September the 1st with the new sort of season rollout there as well. And like you said, trade, draft, all of these things. It's really exciting. Loving the job. It is all-consuming as well. But look, I'm really fortunate to be in the role. We love coming to work. We get to come to work a lot more given we're in quarantine at the moment as well. But the short-term focus, even as boring as it sounds, is Richmond this week, and we're really looking forward to that challenge.
So you're telling me you don't miss the media, mate? I mean, you were a magnificent performer in the media. You don't miss us here?
I still get my fix talking to you guys and others as well with the media, so I get my fill there. Enjoyed the chat today as well.
Nah, beautiful, mate. We look forward to this weekend, and hopefully the boys can put on a real show at Optus Stadium, and the retro round will be very exciting. You'll be there. What will you be dressed in? Will you go a little retro on Sunday, or...?
I might wear the retro jumper myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you and Embers wearing it as well, Lockie. So.
You betcha. You know how I'd look. I don't think it would fit, but anyway, we'll give it a go. Hey, Billy, great to have a chat to you. Good luck on the weekend and for the rest of the season. And hopefully you can get on a bit of a roll and maybe slide into the top eight. That would be a good finish to the year.
Good on you guys. Thanks for your time.
Triple M's Rush Hour WA.
Funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
With Lockie and Embers.
Live from the studios of Triple M Perth, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. The Boab Tavern, Porterhouse Steak Special all day Thursday. And now, here's your hosts, Lockie Reed and Ticket Tembley.
Now, Embers, no use spinning the broken wheel this time around. I know it's busted. You just spun it too hard several weeks ago.
Yeah, I get a bit excited. It's my favourite day of the week, love, this Hump Day Quiz. Had some good contestants lately, too.
Yes, well, we've got some contestants right now on the Hump Day Quiz. Dave from Balcatta. Hello, mate. Are you an Olympics guru?
Try to be, mate.
No, that's it. They're easy, mate. They're easy. Just think for the last couple of days. Okay. And Zayla from Tapping. Hello, Zayla.
Hi there. How are you going?
Do you get sung Zayla? Dun, 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 Zayla.
No? No? No, that's a first.
Okay. Take it away, Amos.
Okay. Dave and Zayla, use your name as buzzers. Question number one. The theme today is Tokyo Olympics. Ariane Titmus won gold in which two events?
Zayla.
Ooh, I think Dave might have just got in first. Yep.
Yes, Dave. Dave?
I'm going 800 and 400.
800 and 400 is unfortunately incorrect.
Zayla, have a crack, Zayla.
Oh, I'm going to go 400 and 200.
400 and 200. That's correct. Question number two. Who lit this year's flame?
Dave.
Dave.
Dave?
Was it Paddy Mills?
No, it wasn't.
He carried the flag. Carried but the who flag lit the flame?
With Kate Campbell.
Hey? Jeez.
Zayla?
I have no idea, sorry.
It was Naomi Osaka. That's right. Yeah, question number three.
So Zayla's won, Dave zilch at the moment, but he's having a fair income crack.
Besides swimming, what other events have we won gold in?
I think this morning.
Dave. Let's go to rowing.
Rowing. Oh, it's one all. Question number four. Which former Perth Wildcat plays for the Boomers?
Oh, my gosh.
Just missed out, Dave.
Yeah, no.
Nah. Kayla?
No idea.
Oh, it was Nick Kay.
Nick Kay.
Not Kayla,
so
Kay.
This is it, Embers. It's one all. Last question. Winner takes all.
Question number five. This is it. Jess. Who finished third in the women's kayak?
Zayla.
Zayla.
Was it Fox?
Jess Fox!
Yeah! Oh!
Foxy! Congratulations, Zayla from Tapping.
Zayla.
Zayla. Guess where you're going? You're off to the Boab. Good on you. $150 Boab Tavern voucher coming your way. Congratulations.
Yeah, well done, Zayla. Thanks very much also to Dave for taking part. As Ember said, $150 voucher for the Boab Tavern. Porterhouse Steak Special every Thursday.
All day Thursday,
yeah,
I think,
all
too,
all day
Lockie.
Thursday.
Yes.
Boab Tavern, Dundas Road, High Wycombe. Good on you, Zayla. Enjoy the rest of the day and enjoy the Boab Tavern. They'll look after you for sure.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Zayla. Oh, Hump Day Quiz.
Oh, that's good.
They were easy, I thought. They were pretty good.
Yeah, I wrote these myself today.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Sit back. It's time for Ember's final word.
Now, Lockie, unfortunately, the past 18 months has been very difficult, okay? COVID is just the word that everyone just continues to speak.
Mm.
Have you taken it seriously, COVID?
Yes, I have.
Tommy? What about Tommy, our producer?
Very seriously.
Yeah, I think we've done a pretty good job here in WA, okay? Mm. The landscape is obviously different, but we've been able to manage it and contain it a lot better than other people. So well done to us, West Australians. Fair to say over in the East at the moment, they've got some challenging times ahead of them. So we really do hope that they can get back on their feet very soon.
Can I just pause you there?
Yeah.
This is very serious.
And there's going to be a butt coming.
I was actually going to tell a joke. Smart.
Was it going to tell a joke? Okay. Is it too soon? Yeah. No. Listen, I won't tell you the joke anyway because 99.9% chance you wouldn't get it anyway.
What?
COVID joke.
I don't get it.
99.9% chance you wouldn't get it anyway.
All right.
That's it. COVID.
The joke or COVID?
That's it. It's not a joke. Think about it.
Give us a day. We'll come back to you tomorrow. Because we'll be chatting to Tommy Cole from the West Coast Eagles tomorrow on our podcast.
And also, do you know how we normally make videos out of Ember's jokes?
Yeah.
I don't even think that can get them.
We'll also catch up with Magpies youngster Trey Rusko. He is a West Aussie. Yeah. You would have heard of him via his mum last year.
His mum, that's right. I think when he kicked his first goal, she missed it because she was outside having a dart.
Exactly right. So Coley and Rusko on the show tomorrow. This is Rush Hour WA.
That was Triple M's Rush Hour with Lockie and Embers. The Tab Touch. Betting your bet.